Yeah.
Sleep again. Okay, we're under other business now. First case is 9,696. Vines Creek Investment LLC is requesting an extension, time extension. Do you have a...
Isn't this the one right down on the creek that...
On 26?
Denied some and we've approved.
It's a variance from the wetland buffer zone requirement. Is this something that we...
It was approved. I don't have anything that says that some of it was recorded.
When was this approved?
When was it? January 8th of 07.
January 7th.
Yeah, that's right down on the creek.
Yeah.
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 Initially, we denied some...
It was the second unit there. It wasn't... There was one.
They asked for four, and then we approved. Then we approved two.
Three to two or something like that.
Something like that. And what's the reason they're asking, or the requesting? Did they say, yeah?
Okay. We received it on December 3rd of 2007.
Just a subdivision.
The formal written decision granting my client's variance application was filed on March 12, 2007. The decision allows my client to construct a new home partially within wetland buffer. They request an extension. As noted in the board's decision, my client was unaware of the 50-foot wetland buffer requirement when the parcel was purchased.
I thought it was just a subdivision.
It was for the wetlands. It was seeking a 40-foot variance from the 50-foot wetland setback buffer and the rear property line. Okay. By the time the variance was applied for and granted, the real estate market had drastically changed and forced my client to put its building plans on hold. My client has tried to sell the vacant lot, but so far has been unsuccessful. With March of 2008 rapidly approaching, it is not probable that my client will be able to find someone who can buy the lot and build a home by March of 2008. If this extension is granted, my client should have ample time to make some hard decisions regarding the lot, but at least the lot will still be buildable. Without an extension, the lot will soon not be buildable, thus causing an extreme hardship. I would like your consideration.
What's he asking for, a year, or did he say?
He doesn't say specifically how much. Oh, no, sorry. He doesn't say.
We granted.
I'm assuming a year.
For a year again.
Yeah, that's what we normally do, just a year. I have no problem with that.
You need it.
Have a motion? Yeah, great, for it's for a year.
Good. Okay.
You make a motion?
I'll make a motion for a
okay.
year.
Okay. Got a motion by Mr. McCabe. Do I have a second to that motion? Second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve the request for the time extension for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.